Staff is Daf Yud Gimel. Alright, so we got to a few lines down. We're up to Chavra B'Shem Rav Yochanan, I think, right? Everyone agree with me? Okay, good. At least one person's following. So Chavra B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Rabbi of Aivu Bar Nagri Amar Komi, Rabbi Elam B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Taima the Hein Tanya, the reason for the following Tana, the Tana of Shima Rabbi Shimba Yehuda. He was the one who held, if a person is mafreshing a keva for an ola or for a pesach or for an asham, there is no kedusha, it's not osa temura. So what's his reasoning? So he quotes the pasuk, v'im kol behema temea, asher le'akrivu mimenu karbon la'ashem. So of the carbon temea, you can't bring an animal temea, rather, as a carbon. It just doesn't work. So ma tam lomer temea, why did Tanya say behema temea? So we already know that you can't bring a behema temea. It can't be mamash referring to behema temea. Ela filu tmea ba'osa shame. Even if it was tmea, not regarding a non-kosher animal, but it was called the incorrect name, or it was really the gender and the type of carbon didn't match up, that's what it means by tmea here. And that's telling us, im ko behema tmea, a nekeva for an ola, or for an asham, or for a pesach, lo yakrivu mimena carbon la'asham. That's his basis on this pasuk. So Gemara says, wait a second, if you look at the end of the pasuk, it says, v'kasha b'dak siv, and this pasuk is a problem. Vehemid veherich. The pasuk goes on to say, so what do you do if you're makdish such an animal? So you have to hemid as a behema, you have to stand it lefnei a kohen, and if the herich a kohen, you have to assess the value. The problem is, Rabbi Shimon himself holds that there's only herich vehemid, you only do such a thing, hemid veherich, only in a situation where there's kedushas haguf, where there's inherent value, inherent kedusha to the animal. So if you need to then be poed it, you have to stand it up and then you have to assess it. But when it comes to a kedushas damim, so then you don't require hamad of harach. You don't have to stand up the animal and assess it in such a way. So this pasuk doesn't work out very well for Rabbi Shimon if it really behema tmeya refers to nekeva for an ola, which at best, according to him, has kedushas damim, because again, kedushas damim doesn't require vehemid veherich. Okay, Mar now says another opinion who interprets this pasuk differently. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Elazar lo amar kain. This is not true. Ella, how do you interpret vim kol behema temeya asher lo yakrivu mimena karbon la'ashem? What does this mean? It means kol she'ena ra'i li karev lo kan v'lo b'makom acher. Any animal that's not right to be makriv on the animal for this carbon it was designated for, or any other type of carbon. This is just a pig, let's say, which is never right for a carbon. So that type of animal, eino osa temura, that cannot have any kedusha and can't generate temura. Yatzas, to exclude nekeva la'ola, they have a nekeva that's for an ola, the afal pish eino rui lekarev kan. Even though a nekeva can be used in this case, namely for an ola, however, is roi likar b'makam acher. A nekeva can use for another animal, for another carbon, such as a chatas and a shlamim, so that's why it would work. But this case of behema tmeya in this pasuk, according to Rebbe Elazar, is referring to an animal that's never roi for a carbon at all. Gemara asks a question on Rebbe Zeira now. Rebbe Oven, Rebbe Bon Kome, they ask the question to Rebbe Zeira. These animals that there's a maisa done to them, so they're possible for the carbon. So this animal, once it's a rovea or a nirva, it's possible for any carbon, whether it's an ola, ashim, shlamim, chadas. And yet we know the halacha is v'harei hein osin temura. If you try to take the kedusha from an animal that's a rovea or nirva and you transfer it, temura does work. So we see this is an instance where it's not roi kan and not roi l'makam acher, yet it can be osa temura. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Lon, Rabbi Zeira gives the obvious response back, afanilo amarti ela ben tmei mamish. I wasn't talking about rovea nirva. Rovea nirva, inherently the animal, the species of the animal is a cow. The cow in a cave or a zacha can be used for karbanos. There happens to be an external reason why it disqualifies this particular cow. But I was referring to a situation where the animal, the species, it's a pig is never right for a karban. That's an animal that can never have any kedusha and can never create a temura. But again, if it's an animal that the species, the min, can become a karban in some case, but right now it's possible, so you can't use it because of an external psul, that can be osa temura. So Gemara says, v'kasha, the problem is that bedak siv, the pasuk ends up saying, v'hemid v'herich. And now if it's really referring to an animal that's not roi, behemoth tamei, that's not roi for carbon anywhere, so you don't need to do a hemid, you don't have to stand up the animal, and the Gemara ends off in a kasha, again, like the oftentimes the Yushami does, leaves a kasha and just walks away to the next topic. Okay, fine. Gemara now says, the new halacha, the new Mishnah, Achash the Shoshim Yom, every 30 days, Misharin es Alishka. They would go and the Lishka, and they would get a price for what it would cost to for wine and for oil and for flour. And they said, that's the set price for the rest of the month, no changing until the next month, and they'll reassess the value. But once they lock in a price, it's locked in for a full 30 days. And Kol HaMakaba, all of the sapiks, to any seller who's willing to make a deal, and I'll sell you the flour, the oil, this is the price. So Slasos, if he's willing to sell the flour for a certain amount, Me Arba, so he's willing to sell Arba for a seller, let's say. Well, it's called our terms, a dollar, you get 4 pounds for a dollar, let's say. And let's say Amdu Shalosh. Now let's say the flour got more expensive, so you're only able to get a dollar for 3 pounds now. Still, the mocher stuck, Yisapek Marba, he has to give a 4 pounds, even though the flour is more expensive now. He made a deal with the Gizbar for that 30 days, he can't change it anymore. Let's say now the initial deal was Mishalosh. A dollar gets you 3 pounds of flour. Vamdu Me'arba, now it got cheaper, so really the dollar, if I go anywhere else, I could buy, with a dollar, I could buy 4 pounds of flour. So in this case, Yisapek Me'arba, he has to give the 4 pounds. Even though he initially agreed 3 pounds, he has to give now the 4 pounds because the price had changed, and the klal is Shayad Hekdesh Al Helyona. The Hekdesh, the Gizbar, always has the upper hand, so it always works to his advantage. Now, im hisliya hasoles, let's say the flour goes bad. It turns out it's infested with worms and bugs. So hitliyazo, it's the mocher loses out, and he has to then pay back and give new fresh flour. If the wine goes sour, hechmitzlo, it's the mocher, he's the one who loses out. And that's, therefore, to get around this, they never went to din einam akabla ma'osav ad shei mizbeach miratza. They would never pay the money to the seller until they actually used it. So the seller would give the flour, would give the wine, give the oil. He wouldn't see that money until they actually used it. And once they used it, then they paid him back. Because if they didn't use the flour, oil, or wine, and it went bad, they're going to go back to the mocha and say, we don't owe you any money. Give us a new batch of oil, wine, or flour.
They have to have made a kinyan on it at some point,
because
it had to belong to the
tzibah. So even though they made the mashiach on it, So they didn't pay until afterwards. The kinyan was the mashicha. That's what metalton, we paskin, that the kinyan
still had a chrayis on it if something went bad.
Exactly, right. That's the Yad HaElyona, right. So the Gemara says, quote to Brayis, Tana b'shem Rabbi Shimon, miyad hayu mekablen es ma'osei. Not true. The seller would take the money immediately. Why? Because of HaKohanim is reasoning. They wouldn't leave it over. When they buy the flour, oil, wine today, they're going to use it immediately, and there is no chashash that anywhere in the interim, from the moment it goes from the mocher to the mizbeach, that anything is going to happen bad to it. Hajar lach perek hachuma. Okay, let's begin the fifth perek now. The new halacha, the new Mishnah tells us that Elu hein hamamunim sheba mikdash. The Mishnah is going to list a number of the well-known officers in the base of Mikdash. Yochanan ben Pinchas was a al-chosamos. He was in charge of chosamos. I don't know if the Gemara talks about it here, but elsewhere it does talk about it, where you'd have to buy from me a ticket, let's say, and if you want shemen or an ola, whatever it is, and you can buy, pay me the money, here's the ticket. You take your ticket, you go to the proper lishka to get your wine or your flour or your oil. So the Yochanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the chosamos. He had the tickets. Hachia al nisachim, he was in charge of the wine. Masya ben Shmuel al hapiasos, he was in charge of the garalos, of giving out the lotteries every single day. There were 4 payasos in the base of Mikdash. He was in charge of that. Psachya al hakinan, he was in charge of the various baskets and the birds that a zava yoledis or mitzorah would bring. They have to bring 2 birds, so he's in charge of that area. And Psachya zeo Mordechai, that happens to be Mordechai. V'lama nikra shmo Psachya, that wasn't his name. Why was he given that title? The shehaya poseach dvarim v'darshin, he would always open up a conversation and he would darshin and he also knew how to speak 70 different languages, all 70 languages. So Psachi, his mouth was always open and able to darshan and speak. He had the koach hapeh. Ben Achia al chole me'ayim. He was the expert, what type of doctor is that? A gastro. So he was in charge. He knew the stomach very well. Nechunya Chofer Shichin, he was the one digging the various cisterns. And Gvini was a person's name, Karuza, he was the announcer every morning. He'd say, the sun, did you see the sun? And he'd go, yeah, I see the sun. Do you see the sun out Shebechevron? I see the sun out Shebechevron. And then you tell the Karin to go in, and he goes to the Chumash Hadeshin, and the beginning of the Avodah begins. So then it says, Ben Gever, he was Al Nilas Hasharim. He was in charge of closing up the gate, the entrance, every single night, and opening it in the morning. Ben Bevai Mimuna al HaPekia, he was in charge of the wicks for the menorah. Ben Arza al HaTzilta, he was in charge of a particular instrument that was apparently very loud. Did they say what the tzilta is?
Symbols,
okay. I'm thinking like that big, that gong, okay. The Hugram Ben Levi al HaShir, he was in charge of a beautiful voice. And in Beis Garmu, we saw this before, the family of Garmu were al Maisa Lechem upon him. They were in charge of baking the lechem upon him properly. And Beis Avtinas was al Maisa Ketores. They were in charge of mixing the Ketores. Velazar al Parochas, he was in charge of making the curtains. Upinchas Hamalbish, he was in charge of the big day kuna. So these were, again, not all of them, because obviously over the course of history, there are many different people who held these positions, but these were of the famous ones. So now the Gemara
is going on.
No, I think over history. I don't think it was one time. The Gemara is going to say, were these people's names remembered for good or for bad? That's the next point. I think they just happened to be people whose names, people that were known. But Lav Dafka, the same time in history. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechizkiya Amar, Rabbi Simon V'Rabbanan had a machlokes, why these people's names were remembered and mentioned here. So Chad Amar, one of them said, Kishere Dor V'Dor Balim Nos Aleim, the best, these were the greatest of each generation, the tzaddikim of the generation, Kishere Kishereim. Charana, which should mean the second one, the other one holds, Amar he holds, Mishaya Bosodor Mana Ma Shebedoro. So this is referring to that they were unique and that they were Rishayim, actually. They were mentioned, they were singled out because they were Rishayim. That's the other opinion. So the Gemara says, Ma'am Damar K'sherei Kaldor V'dor, or Ba'alim Nosur, we're trying to count and single out the great ones amongst the generations, Al-Kulan, Hu-Omer. So after all them, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, that's a title we give. After someone's passed away, it says, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha. And Ma'am Damar Mishaya Bosador Mana Masha V'doro, they're really counted as Rishayim, so then Akulan Huomer, on them you should say, Shem Rishayim Yirkov, let the name of the Rishayim be rotten. Fine. It's like Yimach Shemel, that idea.
What does that mean?
They counted the person in the door. The way what that means is they're interpreting it to mean they singled out the Rishayim. Even though it doesn't say Rishayim in the Gemara here, that's how they take it to mean. So Gemara says, "Valmi ne'amar zeicha tzadik levracha, aben katan v'chaverov." Now, even if you assume the ones listed were all Rishayim, everybody is in agreement, though, that Ben Katin was, and his chevra, they certainly were mishabech. They were mentioned l'shvach. So Gemara now says, on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yona, Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Lachein achalek lo birabim ves atzumim yichalek shalom." Therefore, I will divide in the rabbim. I will divide from the spoils. So who is this? So this is a reference. Says the Gemara is there, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Why is he called this? Because he dispersed the Torah in the berabbim. Shehiskin a medrash. He established the medrash. The Gemara, the Bavli tells us in a few places that his talmidim were the ones who wrote Sifra and Sifri and the Toras Kohanim. And so he was in charge of that in the halachas, the Haggadahs, he was in the Medrash Haggadah as well. The Yeshom and others say, no, this is a reference to Ailu Anshik and Ezra Gadola Tiknu. The reference to them, that they put together the Gemara, which has Medrash and which has halacha and Haggadah, Elamatik and Zeh. So what did Rabbi Kiva contribute? He was Klalu Supratos, he taught the concept of Klalu Prat. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abahu Ksiv, the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says, U'mishpecho Sofrim Yoshve Yabetz, and their families of Sofrim, counters, or perhaps scribes, who sat in Yabetz. So Matam Olomer, what do you learn from here? Matam Olomer Sofrim, what does Sofrim mean? Ela She'osu Esatara Sferos Sferos, that they had made counted numbers. Why they count numbers? So we'll see here in a second, they explain here that it helps you remember. Numbers helps you remember. So Chamisha lo yisra m'tshuma says, five people can't do tshuma. And Chamisha dvarim chayim b'chala, five people have to do chala, five rather grains are chayim b'chala. and Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potos Tzarosayim, the first mission in Yivamos, and Shloshim Shesh Krisus Batorah, 36 types of Krisus, and Shloshim Shesh Davar Nemru Benivlas Alfatar, Arba Avos Nezikin, Avos Malachos Arba Chaser Achas. So those who wrote the Mishnah, they were called Sofrim because they gave numbers. Why did they give numbers? Because they explain on the side here, because it helps you remember. That's what the Rama many times says, you know, right now we have 15 mitzvahs in the following set of halachas. Why? So you know the 15 mitzvahs, and you try to remember which one you know you have a goal to try to reach to. This is the Shita of the Yushalmi. The Bavli never has such a din, to my understanding. The Bavli says whenever numbers use, it's, why does it say three? Isha nicknames b'shlosha drachim, because three as opposed to four doesn't work. So there's always a number to cut the line, to be, that's supposed to be the threshold for what's part of this halacha. But nothing to do as a mechanism to help you remember. There's only found in the Yushalmi, which again the Rambam oftentimes quotes the Yushalmi. So that's why I think I heard maybe Rav Shechter say this, that's why the Rambam oftentimes says, this many mitzvahs in the this halachas, or this many number of whatever it is. Because it helps you remember.
Didn't we learn that they call Sofrim because they count the
letters? That's the Gemara in Kedushin, right? The Gemara in Kedushin says that. Fine. Gemara now says, Amar Bala Eliezer Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Lezer HaKohen HaSofer. He was a scribe, he was a counter. So, Matam Alomar Sofer. Why is he called the Sofer? Ela Kishem Shaya Sofer B'divrei Torah. Just like he apparently counted the letters of the Torah, Shebechsav, Kach Haya Sofer B'divrei Chacham. He counted numbers in Divrei Chachamim. That's what Ezra did. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman harishonim charshu b'zaru. The earlier ones, the first ones, the early Chachamim, they would plow, they would really work hard in learning about Meis b'Torah, and Nikshu, and then they would Kishu, and Adru, and Katsu, and Amru, Dashu, they do every single Melacha that's found in the field. Zaru, Baru, Tachnu, Hirkudu, they would sift, they would grind, they would separate, Lashu, they would knead, Kiftu, they would smooth out the dough, Vafu, they'd bake. They'd work a lot. These are just, again, a mashal to the amount of amelus that the Rishonim had put in to learning Torah. However, Anu, we, in the later generations, Ein Lanu Ma Lech, we have nothing to eat because we don't know how to learn properly, we don't know how to put the proper amelus in, and we don't know how to explain anything. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zimna, B'shem Rabbi Yezeira said, Ein havu kadmin malachim. If the first ones were malachim, this is a gemara that appears in Masech HaShabbos in the Bavli. If the earlier generations were malachim, so anu b'nei anash, we are just regular people. We're men standing up against malachim. But ein havu b'nei anish, if the people before us, the generation prior, were people, so anu and chamar, we are nothing more than donkeys. Again, the same gemara in the Bavli appears. So Amr b'mona b'ahi shayt to Amrim. That time when they said this, they said, "Afilu kicham rasa derbi Pinchas ben Yair la Edman." We're not even as good as the donkey of the great tzaddik, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. As we'll see in a second, what the godless of the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was. So chamarta derbi Pinchas ben Yair ganavta listay b'leila. One time, ganavim stole this donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So Avdus and Timir Gabin. And he hid the donkey with him. And Tlasi Yomim was there for 3 days. With Lotama Klum, and the donkey refused to eat anything. Basar Tlasi Yomim, 3 days passed. In Malchin Mechazrata, they decided to let's return the donkey back. So Amri, they said, Afkinu Min Hacha, but rather we take him from our possession, to Lo Taman Gabin, that he doesn't die with us. What do we do with a dead donkey? Let's just return it, since this donkey's being stubborn. Let's send it back to the owner, to Reb Pinchas Ben Yair. So Afkuna, so they began to take the donkey out. And Alzis Vekamsalah Al Tara Damara, and it went off on its way, would wait by the gate of the house of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, Sharyas Mnahekas, and then they heard the donkey let out a big sigh and a scream. It was very hungry. It hadn't reacted the past 3 days while it was in hiding with the Ganavim, but suddenly the donkey goes to the doorstep of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, its owner, and begins to scream. So Amar Lon, so Pinchas says to the Bnei Bayis, the Bnei Bayis, so his family, Pischon Lahada Aluvta, open up the door to allow for this terrible thing for my donkey. Dislay Tlas Yomim Delotama Klum. He understood that the donkey hadn't eaten anything the last 3 days because he knows he doesn't eat anything that's not kosher, this donkey. So Pischon Le Valaslay, they open the door, the donkey walks in, and Amar Lon, so Pinchas says to his family, Yoiv Le Klum Techa, give him something to eat. So Yov Kame, they place food in front of the donkey. Soren, they gave barley. Barley is what animals eat. And Lo Bais Lamechel, the donkey refused to eat the food. Amr Lai, so the Bnei Beisa said, Rebbe, lo ba'is lamecha, he's refusing to eat. Amr Lon, so Pinchas says, Misankin inim, did you guys take out the bad part of the sorim, or did you mix everything together? Amr Lon, yeah, we took out the bad, we took all the shells. It's a clean, pure piece of barley. So Amr Lon, he says, Varem tan timayin, did you separate chumas and maises from them? Amr Lai says, lo, we didn't. Cain Alfin Rebbe, Rebbe taught us, Halo Keach, a person who buys from the Shuk, Zarela Beima, you're allowed to give to the animal. You don't need to separate Meiser and Truma. So Kemach Loros, and if you're using flour to have the tanning the leather, or Shemin Loor, using it to light the fire, Pateminan Demai is Demai, the Demai is Suffolk Meiser. You don't know if the farmer where this oil or grain originated from, you don't know if they initially took out Meiser. So it's Demai. So the halacha is, if you're going to eat it, so you have to eat machmir and separate meiser. But if you're not going to eat it, you're giving it to your animal or some other use, so then you don't have to separate meiser. So we didn't separate meiser. So Amr Leon, so Rabbi Pincha says to them, Ma Navidlai, what could we do? Lahada Alufta, the machmir agar mesagin, my donkey is very, very machmir in himself. And I raimin demain vachs, so they went ahead, they were mafrish meiser, and then the donkey went ahead and ate the barley. So we see from here, we were not even as good as the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. That's what the point of the story was. Gemara now says, Psachya al Hakinan. Psachya, who was also known as Mordechai, was in charge of the Kinan. He was in charge of that area where they gave out the birds for the Kinan, the baskets, for the Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzorah. So Bar'e, Ma Gadol Hu Kocha She'osa Ish. So how great the power of this person, Paseach Dvam V'Darshan, Yodei B'Shiv Lashon. He would open up, he would give drashas, he knew all 70 languages, how to speak them. So Gemara quotes a braisa, Tani. Sanhedrin Sheyesh Bashnayim, Shechon L'Daber. For Sanhedrin has two people who know how to speak the 70 languages, V'chulin Ruin Nishma, the rest are able to understand. As we know, the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that a lot of it's easier to understand the language than it is to speak the language. Many of us could understand Hebrew very well, but our ability to articulate it might be, probably, will be much harder for us. So if you have a Bezdin that understands, but only two know how to speak, Harezu Ruya Le Sanhedrin, this is with great difficulty. It qualifies a Sanhedrin, but not the highest level of a Sanhedrin. But if there's Shlosh, if there are three people who know how to speak the 70 language, Harezu Benus, this is an average type of Sanhedrin, but Arba, if there are four people who know how to speak, Harezu Chachman, that's a high level. So it wasn't very common for 70 people to know, to understand the languages, but to speak the languages, that was even more rare. So four would be considered a Chachma, a Sanhedrin of Chachma. Ubayabna, when the Sanhedrin was in Yavna, Hayuba Arba, there actually were four people who knew how to speak the 70 languages, and who were they? Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Ben Chachinai, Rebbe Lazar, Ben Maasya. Find it fascinating that three of the four here don't have first names. They're all called by their father. Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Ben Chachinai. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amr Bichista, Pam Achas, one time, Yov Sheretz Yisrael, one time there was a drought in Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't know where to bring barley for the Omer from, because nothing was growing in Eretz Yisrael. There was one person who's an Elam, didn't know how to speak, but he understood, he was mute. So Hava Yav Chad Yadei Al Gagos, he placed one hand on a rooftop, the Chad Yadei Al Tzrifim, the other one on top of some type of little huts, and which has no roof. And Isuna Kameh to Pascha, they brought him in front of Pascha, in front of Mordechai, to try to interpret what he's trying to tell them. So Amar Lahu, so Pascha says, Is Asar de Miskari, do you have a place that's called Gagos Trifim, or perhaps Trifim Gagos? And Azlinan Lataman and Vashka, and they went to such a place that was one called one of these names, and Taka, they found that there was barley growing in this area that was used for the Omer. Another story, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bey Rabbi Bon, Pamachas, one time, Nishtaf Kol Olam Kula, there was terrible disease that was on the vegetables, everything got ruined, the heat, and everything got dried out. So now there's no barley for the Omer. They had no barley to bring. So the Gemara says, what happened? Again, the Havatam and Nechad Elam, I don't know if it's the same one, but Mestam it was, the same person who was mute. The Havah Yav Yadei Al Eina, he placed one hand on his eyes, and Yadei Al Socha, another hand on the doorpost. And I seen a legabe pesach. They brought him forward in front of Mordechai. And I'm alone. He says, "Is asar the miskari? Do you have a place that's called either ayin socher or socher ayin?" And apparently there was. And azlun tamun vashkechon. They went to that place and found that there was barley to be used for the carbon omer. Gemara now says that shalosh nashim heviu kineim. So let's say three women brought kineim, brought the baskets of either two torim or two bnei yona. So achas omer, one woman said le nasi, bring it from a nasi. We're unclear what that meant. Achas omer le yamasi, achas omer le zivasi. So unclear what these three women meant when they were saying they needed a basket of birds for these purposes. So first, they understood Zu Shomer Slei Nasi, the one from Einasi, Savrin Beimar. The Kohanim thought Shofas Kimayon, that like a Mayan, that she was a Zava, that Dam was coming out like a Mayan. So they needed baskets for one for an Ola and one for a Chatas. There's a Chiv that a Zava, after she sees Zava, after she sees Dam, when she shouldn't be seeing it 3 days in a row, she then has to bring Shivanakim, and she brings a basket, one at birthday Chatas, one bird's nola. So that's how they interpreted the word Einasi. Then Amar Lan, and then came along Pas Psachya, Mordechai says no, that Shibayana Sakanas, that she was in danger. She was in great danger, and Zush said that's what it meant. And therefore she has to bring a Nadava. She was bringing a Nadava to Hashem, whereby both birds are going to be Olos. Not one Chatas, one Ola, but both Olos. It was a Nadava, Hakar Satova, Carbon Toda. Then the Gemara says, Zo Shomeris, this one says, Liyamasi, Sovereign, the Kohanim thought, Lememar, the what does it mean, Yamasi, Shafas Kiyam, that she had Dam coming from her like water, and she was a Zava, and she had to bring a Chatas and an Ola. So Gemara says, Amarlan came along, Psachia, came along, Mordechai, and says, no, Biyamasakana, she went overseas and was in great danger, so she's bringing a carbon Nadava as a carbon Toda. And finally, Zosha Meres Lezivasi, Savrin Meimar Zava Mamish. That was pretty clear what that one meant. She was a Zava and had to bring a carbon Ola and a Chatas. Amalom Psachi said here as well, Ze'ev Balitel Ezbina. A wolf came to try to snatch her her child and was saved, so she's bringing a carbon Toda. Let's go a few more lines and we'll stop here and plenty of time to catch a Marv. The Gemara says, Ben Achi v'chule. He was the in charge. He was the doctor. He was the gastro. So the Gemara says, Al yidei shayu ha-kwanim ha-halkin yechefim al-ritzpa. Because the kwanim would walk barefoot, and the floor was very hard and cold, v'hayu ochlin basar, and they'd eat a lot of meat, v'shosim mayim, they'd drink water, but not wine, so hayu bayin lidei choli ha-mayim. Apparently that was a great recipe for getting a stomachache, meat, water, and barefoot. So Havayada Hai Din Chamer Tavle Maya. So this person Ben Achia was in charge of the. He wanted to know whether the wine was. That this wine was good for the stomach. V'Hai Din Chamer Saman Lemaya, and that type of wine was good to close up the stomach. So he was in charge. That's an example of some of the medicine he was capable of doing. Okay, we will stop here. Mitzvah Shem will pick up Monday. Oh, Monday night I'm not here. Wedding, yeah.